This seance was recorded on the 30th of November 1984. Medium Edward Flint. Ricky?
Bless you, my love.
What
are you saying, Sam? What about mediums in
the past? Oh, don't tell me you're talking about the reality.
You have the times, you know, passing. You don't feel doing quite what you would like, but, you know, the circumstance is also variable. You can achieve a lot sometimes for people. Other times, no, we don't achieve very fast to the motion. But we are happy. We just want you all to know how grateful we are for you, for all the work that you do, the effort that you make, and the people that are in need, we are able to work for them, you know, help them. I don't know, I think to myself, as I look back, you know, on my life, I realize now that what I had to do, I did. It was not just by myself, you know. A lot of things, you know, we call inspiration, you know, which in a way is so. But we don't know, I did not know then, that I was, to some extent, being used by people from this side of life. A lot of the things that we sometimes think come from ourselves do not necessarily come that way. But they are implied impression, you know, guidance from people on this side of life to help us, you know. I was also, I suppose, in a way, a medium. I never thought of it like that. I didn't understand the spiritual reason. I had some experience of it, yes, but not much. But now I know that many of the things that have been done, and the things that I did, you know, were things that were given to me from people on this side. People that I have not met, you know. I have met many souls here who are deeply involved, you know, in the work to deal with the sick and the suffering, to find ways of curing diseases. And I now know that some of the things that happened with me, which I thought at the time, and in a way it's true, were my own invention, I would inspire, you know, in faith what to do, how to go about it. Huh? You know, we are all children. We don't understand perhaps sometimes, but in a way, we are being employed, we are given guidance, we are helped, we are children, and we need guidance and help. But we don't always understand or expect, you know. I am very fortunate. I am so happy to be here and to be able to come and help you in your work. And I know that you do everything that you can. I am very grateful to you. I think you don't know here. If there's anything I can do today which you want to ask me, I will be very happy and pleased to know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
sorry. I
don't
have to tell you what I know.
Oh, there's so much you want to know, Nikki.
Can't think of any specific one. Yeah. Anyway, she comes to your circle one evening, and she goes to go to England, because she was a French lady, and I think she had a lot of gifts and talent, and she did experiments with things, didn't she?
Oh, yes, I think she did.
I'm wondering the things she did.
Tried experimenting on the earth people, I suppose, on the earth ground.
I'm sure that you know what I am talking about.
Really?
Yes, I thought it was somewhere. I had to speak up. Why did you not want to talk? Because after all, you know, I have been many times when I have been around you, when you have been having your meetings, and here, I just want you to know. So, because you know, it's nothing for you to have confusion, at times. Normally, what kind of people come from this side? So, you know, others who don't know, but we all come in love together to work with you, to help with you, you know?
Yes, that's lovely. I'm not sure that, Michelle, you should come with me with some of my cancer patients.
I would, Michelle. I do.
Yes, thank you.
And in the hospital, we go from time to time, you know? It is wonderful to be able to talk with you. Just a moment, please.
It's wonderful that we know who you are now.
Yeah.
She says she's
I don't know why you are confused.
Don't you have a reason?